Hello, this is the Beers and Belts podcast. I am your host, Phil Price. It's good to be back. I know I've been gone for a while. We had the holidays coming through and had a little vacation with my family. So now hopefully I can get back onto this on a little more permanent basis. But wanted to talk about last night's Rampage with you guys. So first things first, we started off with John Moxley and Ethan Page. It was fantastic to see Mox back in the ring, and he's looking great. I mean, you can look at him and see he looks healthier. Looks like he lost a lot of weight, still quick, still got his attitude. It's good to see him in there. And he and Ethan Page had a really good match together. You know, it was kind of knocking off the rust, just getting him used to being in the ring again. And he ended up winning with the Bulldog Choke submission. And after the match, you had Ethan Page kind of hanging around in the ring for whatever reason. And he got the Dirty Deeds there, or Paradigm Shift there to finish off, I guess, his time in the ring. So we went from that to Moxley leaving the ring, and as he was walking out, they followed him all the way into the tunnel, through the crowd into the stadium tunnel, not one of the ones on the ramp. And you had Bryan Danielson there waiting for him, who gave him kind of a mocking clap, maybe. So if that's the next program that we have for Moxley, is between him and Danielson, that'll be obviously a fantastic feud between those two guys. So hopefully that's the route they're going. I think that'll bring a lot of eyes over as well, especially as WWE goes into the WrestleMania season and Royal Rumble coming up here in the next week. So after that, we had Trent and Nick Jackson going at it, which this was another really, really good match. I mean, both these guys are super athletic, so it shouldn't have been much of a shock that they had a good match. You did have a little bit of shenanigans there with Matt Jackson, obviously always there to help his brother out. But ultimately, Trent got the victory in this one. Hit his finisher and pulled out the victory, which surprised me because I really thought that, you know, the Jacksons like to put themselves over, in my opinion. So I thought that that was going to be the direction that went. So hopefully this is going to lead to Trent having a good singles run. And, you know, I think he's certainly earned it. I hate that he was away for as long as he has been. But, you know, if it's a singles run for him, that'll be great. If it's a tag run for him and Chuck Taylor, then that's it. But yeah, it was good to see him back in the ring, and a good match between those two. Then we had the crowd favorite Hook come out and take on Serpentico, which, you know, you knew this was going to be a squash when it was out there. Everybody loved it. So Serpentico was already in the ring. Hook had his entrance. Serpentico shoots his little strings out of his finger, and Hook just jumped on him immediately. And, just went to town on him, and he got him to submit. So as he was walking off, you had QT Marshall come out and kind of talking trash to Hook and talking trash to Taz, and Hook just suplexed him and said, yeah, that's it, and just walked away, stepped over him and walked away. So, I mean, it's what you thought with this match. It was going to be just a squash match to continue to build this Hook character, which they've done a fantastic job at, you know, building him slowly. And even though he is supposed to be a heel right now, people obviously are really drawn to him. So I think he's got a good future ahead of him. Hopefully he can keep this going. You know, I would like to see him in some longer matches that are not so one-sided, and see how he can perform in those. And hopefully we'll see those in coming weeks. So then we had the main event, which I was really looking forward to. I'm a big Jade Cargill fan. I thought, you know, she deserved to get that TBS title. Anna Jay is Anna Jay. People are, you know, people like to look at her, we'll say. And, you know, she's got good charisma, good attitude. Came out with John Silver as well. Everybody loves John Silver. In this match, at one point, you had a flex-off between Cargill and Silver, and Anna Jay came up behind Silver and then he ducked, and Anna Jay got a shot on Cargill. But ultimately, it was a Jade Cargill win. It had some sloppy moments in it. It was clear that both these girls are, or both these ladies are still very green when it comes to wrestling in the ring. So, you know, they need to tighten that up a little bit. But these are certainly two future stars that they have within the company. So that was it. It was a good show. I mean, Rampage is just, you blink and it's over. I do like that they're squeezing more matches on it now, though. And the matches that are on it are quality. So that's that. Just a quick getting back in. So was good to get back here. So thanks for tuning in. We'll see you guys later.